Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. Andrew Farley, welcome. Yep. We're always glad to have you with us.
Yep. Hey, great to be here, guys.
Yeah, and you know, Andrew and Bob, I guess the shelter-in-place orders are expiring today and
Hallelujah.
Not going to be extended, and many states are going to be reopening. But there's going to be a lot of caution involved in that, and I think a lot of people are going to be a little nervous about resuming life. And so in light of that, I wanted to read this passage out of Ephesians 6. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and then the strength of his might." I think one of the things that many people have learned through this coronavirus pandemic is to really look to the Lord and to allow their dependency to be on him and him alone. And I think this is the way we need to go forward as well, being strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. There's no other place to turn, is there?
Right. And, you know, that's the way we're created. A lot of us want to know our identity in Christ. Well, part of that identity is that we are naturally weak apart from him, and we're the source of nothing. So, you know, let's get this clear. I mean, we've got a new heart, we've got a new spirit, we've got a new identity, but without Christ at the center of our being, and without him being the source of every bit of fruit that we bear, then, you know, nothing good is going to come of it. So it's beautiful that we're compatible, that we're new creations, that we're a perfect fit with Jesus, that we're united with him. But he is the source. I mean, Paul says that Christ is our life. And so it's one thing to be righteous. It's another to be righteous and dependent. It's one thing to be holy and blameless. It's another thing to be holy and also dependent. And so that's what we're talking about here, guys. There's this attitude of dependency, which really resonates with our identity. I mean, this is the way we're designed. We're built from the ground up to depend on Christ now. We're recreated in him for good works. So that tells you about our design, but it also tells you about our destiny. And our destiny is to every day depend on the living Christ who indwells us and look to him for every ounce of our thinking and our talking and our responding to others, because apart from him, we can do nothing.
Absolutely. It's kind of that answer to the age-old question, how then shall we live? I know Francis Schaeffer wrote a book by that title or something similar to that, and I think that's one of the things that we get stumped on. You know, we know our identity, or a lot of people might know their identity in Christ, but then how to put that in practical application, how to live that out, that becomes a very confusing subject. And I think when you narrowed it down, Andrew, to walking in dependency upon Jesus Christ, that really is the answer to it, isn't it?
Yes, we have a go-to person in every single moment. And so, you know, we could, without that dependency, really get off on a rabbit trail of look how great I am. And what we need to see is that the new self, the new self is not selfish. The new self is not arrogant. The new self is not haughty, but the new self is naturally dependent. And, you know, you look at the scriptures, it says, humble yourselves and he will exalt you. So Christ is going to teach us our identity just fine. But it's our job to look to him. We're not looking to some generic identity message of feel good about yourself. No, we're looking to what the Creator has said about us, and so we're looking to the Creator himself, Jesus Christ. And so, you know, the whole thing starts with dependency, and from there, there's a whole lot of learning and growing that God causes. But we fix our eyes on Jesus, not on some generic, lifeless message. He is life to us.
Yes, indeed. And so for those of you who are kind of anxious about what tomorrow might hold as far as your state opening up and, you know, are you going to go out or not or that sort of thing, let this verse be your encouragement and to shape your thinking. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Bob?
That's a good one.
Yes, indeed. That's Ephesians 6:10, if you want to know the reference.
There it is. Ephesians 6:10, and it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. We have plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, your gifts to Basic Gospel help us take the love of Jesus to an untold number of people literally around the world. And every time someone responds to the gospel that they hear about on Basic Gospel, well, you have a part in that. And our thanks to everyone who gives to support this ongoing ministry and message of Jesus Christ here on Basic Gospel. And when you give on this final day of April, we want to send you the message, When God Is For You, an in-depth look at Romans 8 by Bob Christopher. It's a terrifically encouraging message in light of current events. So you can click donate when you visit basicgospel.net, and be sure to request your copy of When God Is For You on this last day of April. Again, that's basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk with Danny, who's listening to us on The Word today in Mesquite, Texas. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too, Bob, and Andrew also.
Yeah.
I've got a question. I'm going to like both of y'all to weigh in on this question, and that is it says in Psalm 51:12, to restore me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. My question is that when a Christian says that I've lost the joy of my salvation, what is a Christian doing to have lost the joy of his salvation, and how do you get it back?
Mm, great. That's really good question, Danny. And Andrew, that is a question many people are asking, and many people are saying, hey, I've lost the joy of my salvation, and they don't know how they've lost it, and since they don't know how they've lost it, it's hard for them to figure out how to get it back. So what do we say to them? How do we encourage somebody along that line?
Yeah, well, first, in looking at this passage, Bob, in Psalm 51, I mean, we're seeing here that this Psalm of David asks for a lot of things that we've already got. I mean, wash me, verse 2, cleanse me, as it continues, you know, I was brought forth in iniquity, purify me, wash me, verse 7, create in me a clean heart, verse 10, renew a spirit, a right spirit within me, don't take your Holy Spirit from me, and then restore the joy of salvation. So, all of this needs to be seen as one whole, and this is not our resume as New Covenant believers. I mean, we don't need to be cleansed anymore. We don't need to be washed anymore. We don't need a right spirit. He already took out our old self and gave us a new self. We don't need a clean heart. He already, Romans 6 says, he gave us an obedient heart. And we certainly don't need to be worrying about the Holy Spirit being taken from us. Paul says that nothing separates us from the love of God, and we know that he'll never leave us and never forsake us. So in that context, then, let's talk about this joy, because we've got that in the person of the Holy Spirit. God poured it out into our hearts in the Holy Spirit. We've got love and joy and peace and patience inside of us in the person of Christ. So we don't need to be firing up prayers to heaven saying, give me more patience, give me more joy, give me more love, and then waiting for a feeling. So the question is then, what happens to a Christian when they've lost their joy? Well, they've lost a sense of the truth. I mean, it's the truth that sets us free. And so there's no problem in our heart. Our heart is just fine. There's no problem in our spirit. Our spirit is just fine. But remember that we are experiencing the renewing of the mind. And so there's a whole lot of learning and unlearning going on. We're unlearning the way of legalistic thinking. We are learning the way of God's grace. And so that's where the joy as a feeling, as an emotion, that's where that joy seems to vanish when we're focused on measuring ourselves, comparing ourselves, getting down on ourselves, all with this law-based mentality. So, Bob, I mean, you know, in summary, this is exactly why we here at Basic Gospel wake up every day and share the good news of Jesus Christ, so that not so that Christians can get saved again or find the Holy Spirit again or something like that. We've already got Him. But we proclaim these incredible truths so that we're reminded, so that our mind gets renewed and we start thinking in a proper way, and then our emotions will follow over time. We experience healing through the knowledge of the truth about Jesus.
Yeah. Danny, does that help?
Yes, it does. I was hoping you would answer that under the new covenant.
Yes.
And a big part of this, having peace, would also be who you are in Christ, your identity. That would go a long ways for obtaining peace, correct?
Yes, yes. I mean, otherwise, I'm trying to get right all the time. There's no peace in that. I'm trying to stay right all the time. There's no peace in that. I'm trying to get more forgiven, get more righteous, get in God's will, get Him to like me again. And all of that is very stressful. And Jesus said His yoke is easy, His burden is light, that we'd find rest for our souls. So the only way we're going to really enjoy that is to know the truth about everything we've already got. So we got to stop shopping, hunting, begging, pleading, fishing for more, and instead find our contentment in the finished work of Christ.
Okay, I think I can work with that. And Bob, and you have a wonderful ministry there, and you guys focus on truth, and that is very essential.
Yeah. Well, Danny, thank you. It's good to hear from you, and thanks for a great question. And I know many people out there are asking the same thing. So, Andrew, thanks for the keen insights. I know I lost the joy of my salvation many years ago, and I had no earthly idea how to get it back.
Yeah.
And I finally figured out that I was going about the Christian life all wrong. I was using my own understanding. I was leaning on my human effort, and I was making it a legalistic lifestyle. And when, man, I let go of that, joy just flooded my soul like never before. And
yeah.
So I think it's so vitally important for us to, Andrew, really get back to what you were talking about at the top of the hour, this lifestyle of dependency upon Christ. And as we depend upon Him, we're going to truly experience that joy in ways that we never dreamed imaginable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Danny, thanks for your question. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, Danny called straight into the studio at 844-322-2742. And if you're hearing the broadcast at about 13 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you can do that too, 844-322-2742. Now, guys, overnight, a similar question to Danny's came in from Jordana. Let's listen to that that call right now.
My name's Jordana, and I just feel lost. I feel like I know nothing about what I thought I knew, and I just need to feel like I can rest in being able to be secure in God, I guess. And I have a hard time praying. I pray to God and Jesus, and I'm a bit confused about the Trinity. So I don't know if you could help me out, but if this made any sense. Thanks. Bye.
Well, yeah. another good question, a real-life question.
Yeah.
How do you know that you're saved? How do you know that you're right with God? And how can you live in that assurance? That seems to be what Jordana is really struggling with there.
Yeah, the Apostle John says, I write you these things so that you can know that you have eternal life. So certainly there is this knowing that's possible for us. And I would say that sometimes the answer to this assurance will really surprise us. And I think that is because it's not what we're hearing every day. It may not be what we're hearing on Sunday morning in some cases. It may not be what we're hearing on Christian radio or in reading Christian books. But this is the bottom line. Paul says that we are ministers of the new covenant. So I believe that these four pillars of the new covenant, I want to describe those, but that's where we're going to find our anchor. That's where we're going to find our assurance. I mean, the first one is, Hebrews tells us, you got once for all forgiveness. So we can say that in a sentence, but let me tell you, I mean, that takes a decade and two and maybe five for it to really sink in as you continue to celebrate that you're a totally forgiven person. Hebrews 10:14, by one offering, he's made us perfect forever. So are you going to be perfect next Thursday? Are you going to be perfect a year from now? Are you going to be perfect a decade from now? He has made you perfect by one offering. No, you're not perfectly behaved, but you are perfectly forgiven and perfectly cleansed. So that total forgiveness is one pillar. The second one is that we live under grace and that we're allowing God's grace to teach us to say no to sin. So under the law, sin thrives, sin is alive, but under grace, sin is dead. And we're going to learn that one way or another. I mean, we can take our rule-based approach that we grew up with. Maybe our parents had rules for us. Our school had rules for us, whatever. And we learned to look and live by rules. And the reality is, as a new covenant believer, we're under grace and we're supposed to live from our hearts. And that gets me to that identity and that and final pillar, that union with Christ. Bob, this is where you're saying, okay, if I were a dirty, rotten sinner, I couldn't be forgiven. If I were a dirty, rotten sinner, I couldn't live under grace. I couldn't afford to. I would just wake up and sin more and more and more. But fortunately, the final two pillars are he makes you new and he joins you to himself. And when you put these four pillars together, my friend, I would say this is the new covenant message that brings us assurance of salvation, that brings us peace and rest inside. So that's why, Bob, I guess we're saying all the time, hey, dig into our resources that we've got for you. Check out our website. Don't take a five-minute perusal. Go ahead and take the 30-year approach. Just ask the Lord to teach you your identity in Christ and ask him to teach you what it means to be totally forgiven, because, I mean, this is an adventure, and it certainly is not about an overnight transformation. Yeah, a light bulb may go on, but it takes some time for these truths to sink in.
Yes, it does. And Jordana was talking about a feeling. You know, I feel lost, and I'm not sure whether to pray to Jesus or to God and those sort of things. So there's some confusion there, and that's going to lead to those feelings of not being sure. And at some point, you just have to put the feeling kind of on the back burner and say, I've got to learn what the truth is. And I think the place to start is that first pillar, the fact that Christ died for your sins.
Yeah.
And if you can get that that truth just down deep in that mind of yours, where you know that every sin that you have ever committed, every sin that you will ever commit, has already been dealt with one time 2,000 years ago by Jesus Christ. And as a result, today you are a forgiven person. In Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So if you will start right there, and let the love of God that was demonstrated for you at the cross really soak deep into your core, then you're going to come out of that with some real assurance that you truly belong, and you're going to start to enjoy that union that you have with God through his Spirit. So start there at the cross. begin to thank God for the fact that your sins have been forgiven. And as you thank the Lord that your sins have been forgiven, I guarantee you, you're going to see a new feeling start to bubble up inside of you over time.
Well, Bob, being the final day of April, of course, it's the final day of our offer of your wonderful study on Romans 8, When God Is For You. This will be the last time we'll talk about it in depth. So from your perspective, tell our listeners and our donors what they can expect.
Well, it starts out with exactly what we were just talking about as far as Jordana was concerned, the fact that in Christ there's now no condemnation. So that's where you begin. And when you recognize that, you start thinking, well, maybe God is for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I can truly count on him. Maybe I can truly trust him in the good times and the bad times. Regardless of what life throws me, he is trustworthy. And you kind of work through that and you realize, hey, if he's for me, then I don't have to really pay attention to all the other messages that keep bombarding me day in and day out from the world. I don't have to listen to the voice of the accuser. I don't have to listen to those doubts, you know, in my own mind. I can truly come to the point and say, I'm convinced that absolutely nothing will separate me from the love of God. So this is what the Christian life is all about. It starts at the cross. It goes through the resurrection, all the way to Pentecost and the power of God's Spirit being lived out in and through us. So take advantage of this. Get this resource. You won't be sorry. It will be a great encouragement to you. I guarantee it.
It's the final day of the offer to our donors, and so you can go to basicgospel.net and make your donation, and we'll be glad to get one copy of When God Is For You on the way to you. Guys, a question from Tamika, who writes to us from London in the UK, of course, and she writes, I'm unsure how I came across your YouTube platform all the way in England, but I'm thankful. Your message of grace has been communicated in a pure, unfiltered way. So many toxic doctrines and mixtures are sadly floating around, most of which had me held for so many years in captivity. My question concerns spiritual battles. We are spiritual beings, so we face a spiritual battle. I appreciate the media calls this current virus an enemy we can't see, but sadly they're unaware that this is the reality of our daily lives, even for unbelievers. They're blinded by a darkness they can't see. What do you think Paul meant when he referred to the power of the prince of the air? Some people think darkness floats around like this virus, but I believe the root is fear, which we can't see.
Yeah. Well, God is not the author of fear, so you know where that's coming from. It's obviously coming from the enemy. And, you know, you look at Ephesians chapter 2, and what it tells us is that we used to walk in a certain way. We walked in a way that was patterned after the world. Paul writes, he says, you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. So that's not very politically correct to say, but that is exactly why we reach out to unbelievers with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to free them from the course of this world, to free them from the prince of the power of the air, that is the one who is working in those who are disobedient to the gospel. What's the answer? Turn, believe, put your faith in Christ, and be transformed forever.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, thanks for those keen insights, and always it's good to have you with us,
yeah.
And we'll look forward to next week when you join us again, my friend.
Yes. Hey, looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Andrew and for everybody who joined us on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. If you have questions or concerns, please give us a call at 844-322-2742. As we've always said, we love hearing from you, our listeners. So, again, that number, 844-322-2742. You can leave a voicemail for us overnight, and hopefully we'll get to your question on tomorrow's edition of Basic Gospel. Remember, too, if you're donating to support Basic Gospel, today is the final day of our offer for Bob's Romans 8 message, When God Is For You. We need your help to keep the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ on the air and online, and we invite you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your April gift, we're going to send you a copy of Bob's wonderful message, a timely message, When God Is For You. But remember, today is the final day for this particular offer. Again, you can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And don't forget, that line is open for you 24 hours a day at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Well, now for Bob and the ministry team, and with thanks to Andrew for being with us today on Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.